Into each man's life, a little rain must fall. But when Baby Snooks was born, it really poured. Here she is, Fanny Bryce, as that impossible rascal, Baby Snooks. At this moment, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, is returning after a hard day at the office. We hear him put the key in the lock of the front door. Door opens, and Daddy walks in.
Phew, what a day. Mother, Mother, is anybody home?
Hello, Daddy.
Mr. Snooks, what is... Well, whose dress have you got on?
It's Mommy. I've been playing house.
Playing house?
Uh-huh. And I just cleaned the stove.
Oh, do you look cute. Your face is all smudged. And what's that filthy rag in your hand?
It's your new shirt.
Well, what? You cleaned the stove with my new shirt?
And I polished the floors with it, too.
Oh, what's that? What's this red stuff all over the floors?
I couldn't find any parts, so I used Mommy's glue.
Oh, look at this place. My chair's ruined, the floor's all wrecked, the whole house upset. And I've got you to thank for this.
You're welcome, Daddy.
Snooks, I ought to take you and... Oh, what are you laughing at?
Because your neck gets all red.
Mind about that. And I don't want you laughing in my face when I'm scolding you. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Well, you did it again.
I didn't mean it, Daddy. I was smiling, and the smile busted.
Oh, what a mess this place is. How come your mother let you do it?
Mommy ain't here.
Oh, where is she?
She went away with Uncle Louie.
Uncle Louie?
Uh-huh. And they took Aunt Sophie to the hospital.
Oh, what for?
They told me she had a headache.
Oh, don't be silly. People don't go to the hospital for a headache.
That's what I thought. When they started spelling things.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you say Aunt Sophie?
Yes, Dad.
Oh, that's different. I've got a telephone.
What's the matter with her, Daddy?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Maybe she did have a pretty bad headache. Snooks, I'd better run down to the hospital.
Why?
Well, I'm going to take Aunt Sophie some aspirin for a headache.
Darling?
Yes?
You better take a rattle for the baby, too.
What? Baby? Well, how do you know about the baby?
Well, a telephone called up.
Oh, really? What did they say?
Aunt Sophie got a new baby.
Oh, good. Did they just call up?
Uh-huh.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was Mommy.
No, I mean... Oh, never mind. Say, this is marvelous. Sophie's got a baby. I better call her right away.
You don't have to, Daddy.
Well, why not?
I think she knows about it.
That is terrible. I wonder who it looks like. Oh, just think, Snooks, you've got a little cousin. Hello? Central Hospital? Mrs. L. Higgins, please. Well, Snooks, aren't you happy?
No.
Oh, of course you are. You'll have a wonderful little playmate. Now, which would you rather have Van Sophie bring you? A boy cousin or a girl cousin?
Don't it make no difference to Aunt Sophie?
Of course not.
I'll let her bring me a little yellow dog.
Oh, Papa. Hello? Who is it? Oh, hello, Mother. How's Sophie? Oh, that's fine. A boy? Great. Who does he look like? Oh.
What does he look like, Daddy?
Uncle Louie.
Oh. Are they going to keep him?
Quiet. Huh? What's that? Oh, he's got my eyes. Oh, fine. And Sophie's hair. And he's got Louie's nose.
Daddy?
What?
Nothing
of
his own.
Hello? Oh, okay, dear. I'll put Snooks to bed and come right down there as soon as I clean up. Goodbye.
I want to go with you.
Oh, you can't go, Snooks.
Why?
Well, because they don't allow children there.
Well, how did Aunt Sophie get that one in?
That's a different thing. The doctor brought that one. Why, my, I'll bet he's a little angel.
Do angels wear clothes, Daddy?
Oh, no.
And where did they put the handkerchief?
Now, what kind of a question is that, Snooks?
I think it's all right.
Just, angels are very beautiful. Remember that little poem I taught you? I want to be an angel and with the angels stand. A crown upon my forehead, a harp within my hand. That's beautiful. Don't you want to be an angel and fly with wings?
I
want
to be a monkey and swing on my tail.
Now that's enough. Come on now. Off with your clothes and hop right into bed.
No, I don't want to go to bed.
Now don't start any nonsense. You can yell all you like. I'm leaving.
Did you know I took myself to my head for all those?
Now, listen, please go to bed like a good girl. I've got to stop for a shave, and the barbershop closes in 10 minutes.
I want to get a haircut.
You want a haircut?
Yeah, like Uncle Louie with a hole in the top.
Well, you stop this idiotic calling. I'd better get out of here. Gosh, no, Mother's waiting up for me at the hospital.
Come on, tell me a story.
Oh, all right, but a quick one. Now, which one do you want?
Goldilocks, and Cinderella, and Jack and the Beanstalk.
No, you can only hear one of those three. Now, which one?
Little Red Riding Hood.
All right. But no interruptions. And you'll be undressing in the meantime.
All right, Daddy.
All right. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Little Red Riding Hood. Her mother told
Who's
her...
Who's mother?
Red Riding Hood. She told her to...
Tell her mother?
No, her mother told her.
Tell who?
Told her to... Red Riding Hood!
Ah.
If you interrupt me once more, I'll leave. Her mother told her to take a basket of food to her grandmother, who was very ill, and to be careful not to stop and talk to anybody in the forest, especially wolves. And then something happened, and then something else. Anyway, it doesn't matter. When she finally got in the cabin... Instead of her grandmother, she found somebody else in the bed who was very ugly and had shaggy hair, horrible teeth, and a mean, vicious look. Do you know who that was?
Uncle Louie.
Goodbye!